You are listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network.
Money makes it better. That's the only heavy metal song I know from Batman, from the Lego movie. It's kind of heavy metal, right?
That movie looks really good, dude.
It is?
Wait, it is? You've seen it?
No, from the original Lego movie.
Oh, the original Lego movie.
Yeah. I assume he's going to also sing the Darkness, No Parents, Money Makes It Better song in his new movie next year.
I didn't love the Lego movie because...
You and Martin...
Well, it's just I saw it way late.
Yeah,
like all the hype,
all the hype.
But the same reason I don't like Bridesmaids very much.
I don't like Bridesmaids either.
I think it's, and I know this is going to sound bad because I'm a male, but I think it's one of those instances where, one, I'm really glad that we got a strong female-led movie, but I think that was the reason people loved it so much because we needed that. So it's just like, yeah, we'll love this one really good because it is really good. It's just not like the best thing.
The problem with Bridesmaids, it's just like any dumb comedy, raunchy comedy, but it just has women in it. It doesn't make it better. It's like, it's just because it's women.
It doesn't make it worse either. Yeah. It's just like, it's just as good as The Hangover. Like, it's all the, all the same.
I don't agree. But we are not here to talk about Bridesmaids.
I love the puppy steak and the bleached assholes joke. Sorry.
What?
The part which is like, I bleached my asshole.
Oh,
I love
my asshole.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was something. So we're here to not talk about Bridesmaids or Batman or the Lego movie or Batman the Lego movie. We are here to talk about Doom, which, as you might know, came out a few months ago. Mm-hmm. But John has finally got the chance to play it.
Got to run it to figure out what's the best of 2016.
Yep. And for people that do know or may not know, I did a review for Doom a number of months back when it came out. I think in, I want to say, May, early May.
Don't tell
mid-May.
Chris, but I didn't know.
Thank you, John.
I'll have to read it.
But for those that don't know, which are probably a lot of people.
I guess it's good that I didn't read it, though, because now I don't know your opinion.
Yeah, your opinion won't be colored by that. That I'm actually a really big fan of Doom, and I think it kind of continues the proliferation of first-person shooters focusing on a single-player campaign. And, I mean, the game, this, of course, is developed by id Software, who, I mean, I think everyone knows id. They're the original creators of Doom and Doom 2 and Wolfenstein and, a number of other great games. Quake, yep, thank you.
Everyone loves Rage.
Yep, well, we don't talk about Rage. That was a misstep. That was obviously a misstep. But, of course, this is, this was also published by Bethesda Softworks, much like, Bethesda also published Wolfenstein, The New Order. And, just to kind of get right into it, I mean, Doom, it's very similar to the first game, or the original game from the 90s, where you play the Doom Space Marine, and it's set on Mars, and you gotta shoot stuff, you gotta kill demons, and you got this robot guy he's talking to, he's like, you gotta save us all, or at least save all this stuff, and, don't break everything. And you pretty much go throughout all this giant facility on Mars, and you break everything, you go fight some more demons, you go to hell, as you do in Doom, and you just kind of come out and realize, like, wow, I wish more first-person shooters were structured this way, and so much attention was paid to just gameplay and level design. And, I mean, just for me, like, I'll say this right now, I think at this moment, Doom is my favorite first-person shooter this year. It was just kind of like my initial reactions, like in my original review. I mean, John, having so recently played Doom, what was kind of your experience after finishing it, and just like even your first reactions when first playing it?
My first reaction was, I don't like this very much.
Really?
I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, legitimately, I don't think I've ever really played an id game.
Mm-hmm.
Do they do Unreal Tournament, or is that Epic?
No, that's, I don't know. Yeah, that's Epic.
Okay. So, I've never played A new game, then. I've played some OG Doom, just on, like, but that's so different from what we're playing. Yeah. I think I've also played Wolfenstein, but who knows? They look like the same game. They look like the same game.
I don't agree with that.
Wolfenstein?
Yeah.
The first Wolfenstein and Doom. They're like the same game, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought you were talking about these
new games. No. They're like OGs.
Yeah.
I played Quake 3. I think that's it. It's the only one I played. Mm-hmm. That was one of those early 360 mm-hmm. games. Mm-hmm. You can tell. So, yeah, I started off Doom, and first, it's just kind of like so generic. You are just a Doom Marine, which I was kind of like, that's funny, I guess. Like, okay. I never knew what I was doing. Mm-hmm. Like, I never knew why I was doing anything. There's a bad guy named Olivia, I think.
Yeah, Olivia. I mean, yeah, kind of the basic. There's a plot in this game, but you wouldn't know it.
You wouldn't. I just. It's just.
But that's part. That's the joke.
No, I know. I started playing it, and it's just. I also thought it was way too fast for me at first.
See, yeah, it took a while. That.
And I started it on hard because I want a challenge.
That was a mistake.
And it was way too hard. So I was like, I'm just gonna put it down to normal and just try and truck through this. Even on normal, it's mm-hmm. Normal is a nice challenge.
Yeah, normal is challenging.
But by the end of it, mm-hmm. the last maybe half, I think,
last several levels.
Yeah, it's you have almost every weapon. By the time I have every weapon, which I think you get every weapon by the last four levels, everything came together in this perfect blend of speed, reflex, pure fun, enjoyment, blasting, bombast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is the most fun I've had to get with a game in like a good while.
There you go. You had me scared.
No, I was definitely scared because I'd heard so many good things about Doom and I was playing it. I was just like, what? Why do people like this? I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it takes a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had the reaction or you just immediately bought in. I'm not sure.
No, I mean, I had an experience with the Doom franchise before. I played the original games on PC back in the 90s. And Doom and Doom 2. I actually skipped Doom 3. I never played Doom 3. I've heard very mixed things about it.
I did play a little Doom 3.
You did?
Yeah. I watched it be played.
Right. And so I had experience, years ago. But then I also had experience with Wolfenstein. And though it's not the same developer, it was Machine Games. I kind of like that arcadey types of like a first-person shooter where I have all these kind of infinite weapons and I can use all of them. Like I can go open my weapons wheel, right? Very similar in Doom. I can pick I can use an explosive on my shotgun or I can have little mini rockets on my machine guns in Wolfenstein. And so I was used to it at that point because I'm thinking, oh wow, this reminds me of kind of those original games where you had a lot more freedom. You kind of you felt yourself growing more powerful. It's not like a lot of games where they restrict you. Whereas Doom and Wolfenstein, to a certain extent, they let you be as powerful as you want to be. And that's why when you originally started on the hard mode or one of the most difficult modes, that's why they're so hard. Because, at least initially, because you don't have all those great weapons yet.
And you don't know your flow.
Exactly.
I think starting the game at hard is a mistake.
It is.
But beating the game on normal, getting through it all, and then playing again on hard. Mm-hmm. Once you know. Because near the end of the game, it's like I'd see a certain enemy and be like, I need this weapon right now.
Yes.
And it's just like, I think it's LB on the PS4 or something. Mm-hmm. Click, flick up, have it ready, alternate to the charge shot on the shotgun, and just blast them right in the face, and then switch over when I see a big bombast guy from far away.
Yeah.
Quick flick to the assault rifle with the scope, headshots until he's down. And it was just, I had this certain flow when I would see an enemy, and I felt like I wasn't thinking about it mm-hmm. anymore. And I think that doesn't happen very often, especially in modern day first person shooters.
Call of Duty, you're going to use the same. Typically, you're going to use the same weapon over there. They force you to use it, and you're just going to keep shooting guys in the head. And Doom requires you to do something different.
Same problem. I always have that problem with games like this. It's mm-hmm. where I find a weapon I like.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste ammo, so I stick with the gun. And for a while, I really did just kind of run around with the shotgun because it was the standard weapon.
Second weapon you get is shotgun.
Yeah. But then. Yeah, the game just starts introducing other things. You get really interested. When the big demon with the horn, I don't remember.
Cyber Demon?
Cyber Demon shows up, And they're like, this is when I use the BFG. Because I don't want to take the time to deal with him. And then when him and a fatty are there, I'm just like, yeah, I'm just BFG right at both of them. I'm good. Eventually, I learned to use the chainsaw just to hurry up and rip through someone.
Love the chainsaw. And I'm sorry.
You can go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, now you get like this wonderfully giant chainsaw and you just eviscerate enemies and just gore and viscera and everything like that. But it has a cool gameplay feature where you get ammunition once you use that from an enemy's corpse. Like they just explode in yellow and you get all this ammo for your guns. And so you save the chainsaw for those really kind of big moments, especially when you're fighting a big enemy.
And when you're out of ammo.
And then again, it's that perfect kind of formula, which I love so much. And I actually wanted to speak to,
and a similar feature happens with Melee.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for bringing that up.
There were so many times where it's like, and I'm like, oh shit, 20 left in my health. Yeah. Oh, there's those little like weak walkers. Melee. Yeah. It's just like a chain of melees, and my health is back up to 100, and I'm like, let's fucking go again.
That's one of the great things about the melee, whereas like when you stagger enemies, they usually flash like blue and orange. Mm-hmm. And when you're able to do that, you're able to perform like a unique melee takedown.
Figure out that until halfway through the game that where I'm aiming specifically changes what kind of takedown I do.
A great way that the game actually introduces for you to do that is in the challenges that they have, like on each mission, and they'd say, okay, melee attack an enemy behind their like left leg, and then take out their left leg, and you'll snap their neck. And there's all different kinds where you can basically you can crush an enemy's head, you can rip their jaws off, you can stab their eyes out. I mean, so many wonderfully gory things. And again, that's like Doom is just fantastic when it comes to the uniqueness in terms of the challenges that it presents to you. And not just like how the level functions, but it's those extra challenges because it encourages you to do different things. Where other first-person shooters, shoot the guy, go down the hallway, shoot the guy. That's what they do.
Yeah, I did find myself, especially near the end, just going, well, I want these power-ups.
Like, yeah.
Just to have them. So I'm going to do these challenges.
Get those runes.
I'm going to look for the runes. The rune challenges are always a good... good. And once you get the runes, you get a new challenge that's just like, to master this rune, do this. And I found myself... The great thing about it is you want to get the challenge.
Yeah.
But by the time you have mastered that challenge, you know, completed it, you've added a new skill set to your arsenal.
Yeah.
You yourself have actually learned how to use that instrument and when to use it. And I, you know, I started doing a lot more jump melees just because I was like, I can bounce once I started using the rune. Also love having to find, not having to find, but when I find the little like Doom guys and it plays the little.
I love that.
It's such a small thing.
Yeah.
It is such a small thing. And I think that jingle is what made me want to get them. Because I was like, I want to hear it again. Find it.
The animation, not to interrupt, but those little animations, you can even fist bump the little Doom guy.
Yeah. It's really cute. It finds joy in the small things.
Yeah.
And it is very single player. There is a multiplayer that I never touched. I don't know if you can speak on the multiplayer, but the single player is full of things to... You beat it once, and I can see it. Because the story is so unimportant, I could see someone just, I feel like playing some Doom, volume down. This is a single player game that I could go through listening to podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, turn the volume down, just churn through some challenges for fun.
Yeah.
And like, that's something that says a lot. Mm-hmm. Just to play a single player game over and over again for fun.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that often.
Yeah. And before I speak on the multiplayer, which I have like a few things to say about, I will say people who are interested in the story, I mean, the basic idea is that you're resurrected from this sarcophagus as the Doom Marine, and you're tasked by this robot guy.
Samuel,
thank you. Yeah, Samuel Hayden. To basically save the Mars facility because humans, in their infinite wisdom, have decided to go to hell to harness energy from hell.
Literally, the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
Yes, and then there's this fanatic called Olivia who basically wants to make a deal with the devil, really. And I mean, it's a fairly dumb story. The voice acting, it's not bad. I wouldn't say it's bad voice acting. Like some of the, the only two voice actors are Olivia and Samuel.
It's like C-movie schlock.
Yeah, Vega, exactly. It's a B-movie.
In Vega.
Oh, in Vega, thank you. Yeah, who's the helpful VI. Or AI, I guess. But I will say that you can tell that there was a lot of effort put into the codex of the game, which I know you're not a big fan of reading codexes.
No, but I do open them occasionally.
Yeah, and they give you really cool descriptions of all the different types of enemies you encounter, like the history behind the facility when it was established on Mars, kind of the state of humanity, really kind of fun bios about like Olivia and Samuel, how he was this kind of distinguished scientist and how he was dying. He placed his brain in a robot. This is like his way to keep himself alive. He's actually like close to, I think, to 200 years old. It's like there's a lot of story there. It's just not presented in the best way that typically that we want from a lot of narrative-based games. But if you want to seek that out, if you want to be immersed in the world, I would encourage people to read it, because they are fun.
Do you find out he's a robot sooner than, like, near the end of the game?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was a human in a mask.
Oh, no, no, yeah, he's been a robot, yeah.
Up until, like, you go to his office and you're like, oh, you're a robot. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, if you read you get, like, because the one thing, there's a lot of collectibles in this game. Like,
no, I picked up almost every codex that I found. I just didn't read them. Yeah, but I wanted them.
If you read him, you know. I think that was actually the first codex that you find. It explains like his backstory, his childhood and things. It's, again, a lot of story there. It's just not presented in probably the best way. Now, in regards to the multiplayer, a lot of people hate the multiplayer. It's fine. It's competent. It's not something that
necessary.
No, it's not particularly necessary. I will say, though, because you get your standard team deathmatch and your deathmatch kind of thing, you capture the flag. But probably my favorite multiplayer mode, which I did play for a good, probably several hours, I'd say, is called Soul Harvest, where it's basically you on four opposite teams, and when you kill an enemy, you collect their soul, or multiple souls. And depending on how many enemies you kill, and when you die, you like explode like tons of souls. And you have to rack up all these points to get to like maybe I think it was like 100 or 200 or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, okay. And then the other fun part about it is that depending on like how you can kind of get advantage over the other team, each team, one member on each team can become a particular demon. So you become like a cyber demon or a fatty or the revenant or whatever. It's like, again, it keeps it a little more interesting. It kind of separates itself from a lot of, you know, typical multiplayer stuff that might seem something like Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's as bad as a lot of people are saying. It's competent. You'll have fun for a few hours, but you'll just go back to the single player kind of, you know, playing those challenge modes. So, I mean, just to kind of go on the final thoughts, I think Doom is, as I said, I think it's the best single-player first-person shooter this year. I think that we can probably have a better discussion at the end of the year what we think is the overall the best first-person shooter. A number that, you know, that we're, of course, I think we're going to play towards the end of the year. And, you know, still got to review that Overwatch eventually. I think it just, it continues that the thing that I really appreciate, that there is a market for the single-player first-person shooter, and id and Machine Games have definitely cornered that market, and I definitely want to see more of these types of games. And so for right now, I think I'd give Doom 9 out of 10 metal soundtracks.
I think Doom is pure fun. Mm-hmm. It is just, it's a slow open. If you're not used to this kind of game, it's a different speed. Yeah, it's a very different speed. If you don't buy into the sort of C-movie schlock it's kind of throwing at you, mm-hmm. if you do want some sort of story, I don't really think it's there for you.
No.
Just to absorb. It is more just an arcade shooter, which you don't get enough of, but also you might not be used to. Mm-hmm. It is not worth $60.
Oh, I disagree with that.
I don't think it's worth $60.
But I think it's such a unique experience on this market.
I bought it for $20, and it's going to be like $20 to $15 during Black Friday. Get it then. Like $20, and it's your best value you've ever gotten. Mm-hmm. But I think just at $60, it was such a steep asking price for something that is single player only.
It's a fairly long single player campaign.
That is hypocritical of me. I understand. Just it's hard for me to pay $60 unless it were something like Uncharted.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're hypocritical. I'm just saying
okay, thank you. Keep going. Well, just it's just in me, like the single player experiences I get, I know I can get a certain thing for $40, and I've gotten it for $40 for $20. But Doom is hella fun.
Yeah,
no pun intended. It's a hell of a lot of fun. I give it 8 out of 10 big fucking guns.
Wow. levels, or then you get a number if they fucking get through this game. BFG. Beautiful.
Big fucking gun.